What's going on, guys? This is Elliot, the real estate champ.
And this is Ruby, the broker.
And today, we have a very special guest.
Kayla Hernandez, the real Kayla Moore.
My daughter.
So why do we have Kayla on here today?
Because we want to know what our new generation is thinking, you know, about real estate.
So Kayla's at the end of the millennial series or millennial generation, and me and Ruby were thinking, what's on their mind? Do they want to buy a house? Do they think about real estate? And then we were thinking, who can we talk to give us the insights? And we thought of Kayla.
Kayla is my 20-year-old daughter. She is currently studying at UCR, and we have some questions for you. How do you feel?
I feel a little nervous, but I'm ready for the questions.
Thank you so much for giving us your time. You didn't have to. I didn't make her.
She really did, actually. She said, Kayla, stop playing.
I did not.
So, Kayla, how's school?
School is going great. I'm a third-year undergrad student right now at UCR. It's been pretty good. School's been all right, a little hard, but I'm almost at the end. So
almost at the finish line.
Almost at the finish line.
She can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
So now that you're almost at the finish line, you're 20 years old, is real estate crossing your mind as far as wanting to be a homeowner?
Well, I pretty much grew up with my mom always being in real estate, so that kind of always been in the back of my head of buying a house. But I can definitely see that students my age are not really thinking about how they're going to live in the future. They're kind of thinking about, like, where are they going to be education-wise. I can't really say that people my age are looking for a future to provide for themselves and looking for, like, a family or anything like that.
What are you guys looking at? Like, where are you guys going to live? Are you guys thinking about renting? Are they thinking about having a...
Living with parents?
So, at UCR, there's a lot of students from all over the place, so definitely a lot of students are living with their sorority sisters or living with their friends, but they're not buying houses. They're not thinking about buying. I feel like they're more thinking about renting.
Just the mentality is renting. It doesn't even cross your mind to that they can actually buy a home.
Yeah, and I feel like that has a lot to do with 20-year-olds don't really get good paying jobs. We kind of just get jobs, especially in Riverside. There's no businesses out here to give us like above minimum wage to go higher than we should be.
Now, the majority of your friends, where do they live now? Do they live with each other? Do they live with their parents?
They definitely live with each other. So there's a lot of, they have like these big houses with like maybe 5 rooms, and then 5 girls live in those rooms. So yeah, a lot of people live with each other.
Now, when I was your age, I had a really good paying job. I used to work in the wireless industry, and that time they paid really, really good. And your mom and our other, you know, your aunt, your other aunt, my other sister, they were telling me, Elliot, buy a house, buy a house. And I didn't want to buy a house because I was like, no, I don't want this house. This is not where I want to live. I don't want to live in the city. And they didn't convince me on buying a house. They didn't overcome those objections that I was giving them. Now that I think about it, I should have bought a house, and then, because the reality is your first house is really not your permanent house. So do you think that you guys are not thinking about buying a house for that same reason? Because if you're telling me that there's 5 girls living in a house, well, if you guys were to buy a house, or one of the girls was to buy a house and then still have the other girls paying the rent, essentially, at one point, she's going to be able to sell that house and have a bunch of equity. Do you think they're just not knowledgeable on that aspect, or do you think it's just really not crossing their mind at all?
Yeah, I feel like we definitely aren't getting any knowledge on the importance of buying a house and how much it can benefit us in the future. I feel like there's not a lot of people who let us know in school, or our parents, our friends' parents don't really tell us, like, oh, you know, you should buy a house in this location, or I just feel like they kind of think of us as kids still.
There's a lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you. Okay, so I think that our job is just to bring more, you know, awareness into the options, because that's exactly what I've told you and your sisters, that, you know, I would love for them to buy a house
and rent out the rooms to, you know, all their friends.
And I definitely feel like...
But you're going to do that anyway, right?
I definitely feel like you guys should show more... Should reach out to more younger millennial people, kids, because it's important to... We're the future, basically. We're the next ones up to buy houses and to have families. And I feel like you guys should definitely reach out to the millennials.
Currently, you're not... you know, typically, your friends are not thinking about buying right now. But do you think that maybe they see it in their future, like way down the future? Or do they see it like, okay, well, I'll get my degree and then I'll just go rent? I mean, what is the train of thought?
I know since I'm undergrad right now, I have a lot of friends that are graduating this year. And what a lot of them are going to do, they live with their friends right now. But once they graduate this year, they're going to go move back into their parents' house. I mean, that's the typical, like, what they usually do. Nobody really is like... Oh, I'm graduating college. Let me go get a house. They're kind of just like, oh, let me graduate. Let me get a good paying job and let me go live back with my parents. Just save the money.
Do you think us reaching out to millennials would be beneficial if we called them or texting? Is that like...
Texting. I definitely do not like calling me about... this generation just isn't about calling. it's not about that. But definitely social media has a big part in playing that role. But also texting, I feel like, would be beneficial as
it's
well.
It's just more comfortable for you.
It's more comfortable.
Okay. Okay. Well, so you hear that, agents? If you have a millennial, you know, that you're working with and they're not answering your phone calls, try texting. Try texting. Direct message.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much
for your insight.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It was very interesting.
We really appreciate your insight, you know, on your young, you know, generation and what you guys are thinking about real estate. But we'll make sure to bring more awareness so that we can get you guys to buy. Like you said, you are the future. So let's get you guys to buy and own your own properties and make money as well. So we will make sure to get better at that.
The end, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.